October has been one of the bloodiest months for U.S. troops in Iraq. With the death of a Marine over the weekend, 100 have now been killed, among them Jesus Montalvo of Puerto Rico. Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, but they lack some of the rights of citizenship. They can't vote for president, yet they have served and died in the military for generations. Since 2003, at least 24 Puerto Ricans, and by some reports twice as many, have been killed in Iraq. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco visited some of their families in their hometowns.
The tropical thunderstorm is coming down hard on the city of Mayagüez. This is where Jesus Montalvo lived before he was sent off to Baghdad. He was killed just a week ago.
It's as though Puerto Rico were crying, Leo Montalvo says as he looks out the window at the downpour. He and some of his 12 other brothers and sisters are gathered at the house, grieving over word that their 46-year-old brother was gunned down in combat just 4 days before his mission was to end. The Puerto Rican skies are protesting, Montalvo says, as the thunder roars. He remembers how his brother used to phone him from Iraq, asking the family to sing him plenas, Puerto Rican ballads. This Christmas, their brother won't be here to accompany them on the pandereta drum and the cuatro guitar. But they'll still tell stories about how he nicknamed himself Randall, after a character on the old TV show Combat. And they talk about how Montalvo was a police officer in Mayagüez many years ago, before he started his career in the Army.
He was always willing to serve and protect, you know, the armed forces, the militia. It was in his blood. He knew what the risk was.
Segismundo López Montalvo was 2 years younger than his uncle Jesus. They grew up as brothers. Just last month, López says Montalvo came to him in a dream to say goodbye.
He was the all-American boy, you know. He believed in the United States, and he believes in the armed forces, you know. I disagree with the reasons why they made this war, you know, but one thing is for sure, I really miss him, you know. He was my hero. I have a hole in my heart. That's the only way I can describe.
Among the mementos on display in the living room is a photo of Staff Sergeant Montalvo in uniform playing with an Iraqi child. His death leaves his own four children without a father. The same for another family here in Mayagüez, the West Coast's biggest port and fishing city. Sergeant Miguel Angel Ramos was killed when a missile hit his base in Baghdad a year and a half ago.
He said that he was scared when he heard the bombs and the explosion of the bazooka. Missiles.
Omar Ramos is 9 years old. His brother Miguel is 13, and Sebastian just 6.
I feel lonely without my father. He played with us. He see movies with us. He teach us how to speak in English.
Is there somebody that you rely on to be sort of like a father to you now?
Well, my grandfather and my uncles.
I imagine it's not the same, though.
Yes, it's a little different now that he's not here.
I love my dad.
You love your dad.
Puerto Rican soldiers have been fighting in the U.S. Armed Forces since at least World War I, when the island became a U.S. territory and its residents became citizens. Altogether, more than 150,000 served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. But as Maria Munoz notes, they're from a territory, not a state, and they can't send a voting member to Congress or vote for commander-in-chief.
Es irónico, sabe, nosotros no podemos decidir por el presidente.
It's ironic, you know. We can't decide who will be president, but the U.S. offers for us to go to war. They see soldiers as just workers, like when we're shipped off to pick tomatoes. It's the same.
Munoz is sitting with her mother and brother at their home in Quebradillas on the north coast of the island. They're remembering their brother Pedro Munoz, an Army sergeant who was killed last year during a secret mission, and what a great athlete he was, a paratrooper who grew up wanting to be a soldier like his father was during the Korean War. Munoz says her brother volunteered for the Army because he wanted to be able to support his family in a way he couldn't here in Puerto Rico, where people earn about half what they earn in the poorest U.S. states.
Remember,
we're in an economic crisis here. and a lot of young people see the army as a way of getting money. I'll enlist, I'll help my wife, my mother, you know, but often the price they pay is with their lives.
Legend has it that Quebradillas was once a hideout for pirates of the Caribbean. Nowadays, the town of 5,000 people is known for having lost three of its native sons, including Pedro Muñoz, to the war in Iraq.
Sí, para un pueblo como este, mucho.
Mayor Heriberto Vélez says in a town so small, three deaths means a lot.
Estamos temerosos porque hay mucho quebradillano allá en el ejército.
We are afraid because so many from Quebradillas are in the army and so many don't return. In this small town, everyone is like family, so it affects us all. It's a shared pain.
Here in the Cacao neighborhood of Quebradillas, you can hear the tiny coqui frogs croaking at night. The mayor renamed the street I'm standing on after Alexis Roman Cruz is here, after he was killed in Iraq. His parents, Carmelo Roman de Jesus and Gloria Cruz, say he was born on this street.
Apenas estuvo allá en Irak 20 días en Irak.
Roman arrived in Iraq less than a month before he was killed, say his parents. In their living room, they have a shrine to him, a glass cabinet with his baby shoes, his baby teeth, his toy cars, his medals of honor. Roman de Jesus says he's still upset with military recruiters who promised his son $20,000 to enlist.
Compraron la vida.
They bought his life, says Roman de Jesus, whose eyes are red from tears. He says he stares at the shrine every day and sobs, remembering how he and his son used to go fishing and play music together.
I lost my son, and I feel like nothing, like nobody. I lost the great man in the world, my son, and I blame the United States for that.
During the annual festival in Quebradillas, Roman de Jesus looks out at the audience as he sings with his trio on stage. But he can no longer see his number one fan cheering him on. He says music doesn't hold the same joy it once did. His latest song is a sad lament dedicated to Alexis Roman Cruz and to his son's childhood friend, William Lopez Feliciano, and to all the other sons and daughters who've been killed in Iraq. Other mothers and fathers are suffering, he sings, all of Puerto Rico too. And he warns them, don't let our children die in Iraq. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
You can see some of the faces of some of those Puerto Rican troops who gave their lives in Iraq and the families they left behind at npr.org.